Hello, this is Will. Hi, this is Will from Opinion Research. I'm calling with an opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything and I'm not asking for any donations. I'm looking to speak to Patricia Budzik.
Well, you're speaking with Patricia Budzik.
Okay, Patricia, I have a few questions for you. First question, are you registered to vote in Fresno County, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Next question. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and for California state legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're voting March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't know yet?
I vote in every election.
Okay, thank you. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote 50-50, or you don't know yet?
I always vote for every elected officer.
Okay, thank you. And just so we know that we're speaking to a variety of people, can I have the year that you were born?
1950.
1950. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Next question. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, I am not.
No? Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race?
I am considered white, I believe. I'm 100% Portuguese. So
okay,
I
thank you.
Considered white.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going on the right direction, or do you feel that they have gotten on the wrong track?
I have concerns. Mm-hmm. I think some things are going well and others not so well.
Okay. Do you lean more to the right direction or the wrong track?
The wrong track.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Homelessness, housing affordability, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, jobs and wages, water policy, inflation and cost of living, public safety and crime, parental rights in education, any of those? or
every
or,
one of those.
let me make it a little easier. Let me make it a little easier. Which one is the most important for you?
I think public safety, but so many of those things that you mentioned fall into
mm-hmm.
that. So.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read to you the names of some public figures, and I'd like for you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Gary Bretfeld.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Okay. Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Very. Okay. Thank you. Paul Dictos.
Not familiar with him.
Okay. Thank you. Gavin Newsom.
Very favorable.
Very. Okay. Steve Brando.
Oh, somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Okay. Donald Trump?
I don't think you have anything below very unfavorable, do you?
No, I don't. That's the lowest.
Damn. Well, then that will
mm-hmm.
have to be the answer.
Okay. Thank you. Now thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Paul Dicto, CPA, and County Assessor Recorder Gary Bretfeld, businessman and City Council member Stephen Brondell, County Supervisor and business Diane Bordes, and Bryce Herrera, for whom will you vote?
I am undecided at this time because I need to hear from these people and know what they stand for.
Okay, thank
and
you.
Most of them I have heard nothing about.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate will you lean? Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Gary Bretfeld, businessman and City Council member, Stephen Brando, County Supervisor and businessman, Dion Bordes, or Brian Herrera?
Brian Herrera.
Okay. Thank you. Bryce Herrera. How would you rate the job
Is
being
it Bryce?
Done?
Is his first name
Yeah, Bryce Herrera.
Okay.
Thank you so much. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bretfeld as Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay, thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Stephen Brando as County Supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay, thank you. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of some candidates for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
Somewhat unlikely.
Thank you. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
Somewhat unlikely.
Okay.
That's my job.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. Thank you. A candidate who is a Democrat?
Most likely.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who serves in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who is 80 years old?
Has no bearing whatsoever.
Okay, so that will be either much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
None of those.
It doesn't okay.
mean it has no bearing.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
Somewhat unlikely.
Okay, thank you so much. Next, I'm going to read to you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, or a small chance, or no chance, you will vote for that candidate, okay?
Okay.
Steve Brando currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local business, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brando has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brando is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, He will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing this information, will you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance that you will vote for him?
No chance.
No chance. Okay, thank you. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for the county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing all of this information, will you say there is a good chance, fair, small chance, or no chance that you will vote for him?
Small chance.
Small chance? Okay, thank you. Gary Bradfield currently serves as the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bradfield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listed to and respected. After all of this information,
not a chance in hell.
Okay, no chance. Okay. After hearing more, information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Paul Dictos, Gary Bradfield, Stephen Browndale, Dion Bordes, or Bryce Herrera, for whom will you vote?
Bryce Herrera.
Bryce Herrera. Okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, will you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I am a liberal, moderate.
Liberal. Oh,
so
moderate?
Wherever I fall in the middle, but I lean liberal, so I'm going with liberal.
Okay, so you will say you're somewhat liberal or very liberal?
I'm called a moderate liberal. I'm not a progressive liberal, so I don't know how you guys want to look at that. I guess that is somewhat liberal.
Okay, somewhat liberal. Thank you. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
I've had 4 years of college.
Thank you so much. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with a friend or family?
I own my home.
Thank you. That will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time and patience. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, I thank you for having the patience to give the survey. That's got to be daunting.
Thank you so much. That makes two of us. Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.